الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله المعنى العظيم. We tried and discussed many aspects which we should try and endeavor and excel in so that our islah can be made. And just to recap, first is the niyat. We should make the niyat that I have to make my islah. And this month of Ramadan is the ideal occasion for my islah. As Allah Ta'ala Himself has said, the whole object of this is لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you acquire taqwa, so that your reformation can be made. For that, Allah Ta'ala, the Quran Sharif, has got a special relationship, and generally the Muslims the world over endeavor in the Quran Sharif during this month, the recitation, etc. So that was one aspect. Another very great aspect is the month itself is a month which encourages, which is so it helps a person towards his reformation. Then in all the programs, the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, namaz, and if our namaz becomes a reality, and all the other programs, remembrance of death also is enough for the reformation of a person. Kafa bil mu'min al maut, kafa bil mu'min maw'id, kafa bil mauti, kafa bil bilmauti wa'iza, that maut is enough, sufficient as a waaz, as a lecturer for a person. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have left two lecturers in for my ummah. The one is a silent lecturer and the one is a speaking lecturer. The speaking lecturer is the Quran Sharif. It makes it full of bayanat, the Quran Sharif. And the silent lecturer is muraqabah of maut. That a person just thinks, as so many this kitab we are reading, Hadrat Ahmad Barakatum has explained, a person should just every day for a few seconds meditate that my maut has come now and I'm just lying there. Whatever was my most delicious food, now bring that food, put it on my mouth, I won't even get any enjoyment of it. Think that that is going to happen to me. That my wife is very dear to me. Now she comes, she puts her lips on my lips, she puts her cheeks on my lips, but now absolutely nothing. Whatever I should like, my friends, gatherings, talking, joking with my friends, all that is now finished, gone. And now I'm leaving the world and I'm going to the qabr. And the qabr is a place of solitude, unless one has got such amal that will keep him amused, etc., make him happy. The qabr is a place of worms and snakes, unless a person has done such amal that he'll get the enjoyments of the qabr. A few minutes, a little bit muraqabah on maut is also sufficient. Kafa, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's sufficient for a person as a waaz, just to make muraqabah. So all these things, alhamdulillah, present. Then this month of Ramadan, which is a great boon and a great favor from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Though already it is the 11th, we are in the second ashara, the second 10 days of Ramadan, but the fazail and the virtues of Ramadan, we should meditate and think about that also. That Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us a very great and auspicious month. And the real boon is the Quran Sharif. And that it was revealed in this month. All the heavenly scriptures were also revealed in this month. And to celebrate this great gift of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala has given the celebration in the form of fasting. There are various forms of celebration. Generally, we only know one form, and that is of feasting. And according to Shariat, feasting is also a form of celebration. Like at the time of nikah, then there is walima. At the time of a child, there is aqiqah. That is all eating food, etc. Shariat has prescribed that. But the major type of celebration is fasting also. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, when he got his citizenship for Saudiya, and he got his residence right very close to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which was such a great gift, he kept rozas for 40 days to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. So a form of making shukr and celebrating is by fasting also. Allah blessed us with a new house, with a new car, a new business, then we usually feast, but sometimes fast also, make shukr to Allah and keep a roza also. Keep 3 rozas, 10 rozas, nafil from your side. But to make shukr to Allah for His ni'mat. That is, so Allah has prescribed this fasting of 30 days of the month of Ramadan, 29, 30 days for the ni'mat of the Quran Sharif that you have received. So let us look at it like that. Not only it is a duty, it's a farad from Allah Ta'ala, and we have to fulfill that. But look at it, that we are keeping this rozas for this great ni'mat of the Quran Sharif which Allah Ta'ala has given us. In that, if we keep it in that light, then we'll appreciate the Quran Sharif also as a ni'mat. That for this I'm keeping roza, and I'm keeping it not, na'uzubillah, as a burden, as suffering, but as a shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Then the value of the Quran Sharif will also increase in our hearts. If a person, you're getting some very, very special visitor, and he's coming in a very, very top motor car, a Rolls Royce or whatever the best motor car can be, then that visitor is special to you, and he's coming also in a special car. Both things are so great for you. If he comes just ordinarily walking, well, you're expecting him, you love him. He's your guest and you really have respect for him. It's also very great. But he's coming in such a vehicle that it is also double. Nurun ala nur. So, as it has been said, that ni'mal rakib wa ni'mal markab. The markab, the conveyance, is also so special. And the person in the conveyance, your special guest, he's also so special. What a great gift. Nurun ala nur. So Ramadan is that month, that the month is also special, and the which is also our guest. And in the with the guest, or in the guest, an additional great gift is the Quran Sharif. Or rather, the Quran Sharif is the actual gift, and it has come in this great month. And because of the Quran Sharif, Allah has blessed this month also with so many favors. That is why with the kitab, Fazail Ramadan is read out, and how many virtues are not mentioned of this month. How Allah prepares, beautifies Jannat for the coming of this month from the beginning of the year. The beginning of the year is Muharram. 9 months in advance, every year Allah beautifies Jannat more for the coming of this month. So how special must be the month by Allah Ta'ala. And if we can have that knowledge and that understanding, we'll also understand that how special this month is. If we go to somebody's house and we see they are preparing, renovating, they are very busy. Why? Wedding is coming or whatever else is coming. Then we realize it's a very important occasion to them. This is how important to Allah Ta'ala. So what is important to Allah, how great must that be? So try and bring into our hearts the auspiciousness, the greatness of this month. What a great month it is. And then this month, so special is this month, that just like if especially governments, if there is the president is going to be traveling somewhere, or they're getting some foreign dignitaries, very top people, then months in advance they start with their security work. Every route, every building that person will be going into, they'll beef up the security there. And they check the security, how is it there. So, yeah, the security for this month, Allah Ta'ala chained all the rebellious shayateen. Or all the shayateen, Allah has. So that they don't cause any harm to the ummatis of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and don't spoil their rozas. See how much Allah Ta'ala has done. Then the fast itself, Allah Ta'ala has made it that the smell of the mouth of the person who has fasted, Allah just enjoys that smell. It is so dear to Allah that this person has kept fast for my sake. And how many other virtues? The whole kitab is full. So we should try and, that kitab is not just read out to pass time, or just that it has to be read, but that we take it into us, pay attention to it. If our minds are somewhere else, we are sleeping, we are not paying attention, then we won't get the benefit. Let us pay attention. So Allah has given us this very great and auspicious month of Ramadan, and we should in no way look at it as a burden, na'uzu billah, but we should look at it with enthusiasm and with happiness. And how beautifully our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatum has explained that there is a burden on us. We feel the roza, which our whole program changes also. It is a strain on a person. But this should be looked like you go for an operation to a doctor. You sign for the doctor to cut you up. And you are going to pay him also. And in many cases, where the doctor has done a good job, you give him a gift after that also. But what has he done? He has cut you up. He has put you in bed for 6 weeks or whatever. But what are you looking? That your health, what you're going to get in return. Now he's cutting me up, he puts me under chloroform, I can't do the things I normally did, I can't go to my office, whatever else I wanted to do, I can't do. And I'm in an operating theater, doctor is cutting me up everything. We're paying the doctor, and we tell him thank you also for cutting us up. Because that is a pain after the operation, and after all the painkillers wear off, wherever they have cut, etc., you do feel the pain, etc., and you pay also, and that's a bigger pain, and they want so big money today which you have to pay, but you pay all that also. But in spite of that, you still tell cheerfully, you tell him thank you. That should be the attitude. We feel the roza, we feel the late nights, we feel the early mornings getting up for sehri, but what you getting? But the thing is, that is very important. If we start getting that is the thing. If we do our treatment properly and our islah is made, wallah, there is no greater gift in the world than the islah of a person. When a person has made connection with Allah Ta'ala, when his character has come right, and how happy he feels in himself, there is no doubt Allah gives a taste of Jannat in this world. When a person comes right, he has Islam, and udkhulu fi silmi kaffa, enter completely into Islam, not only part of Islam, which our Shaykh Damat Barakatum explains, and which Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali also, as Hazrat explains from Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, that for example, a fish, if it is half out of water, then that fish hasn't got a comfort, solace, peace. It's parishan. A fish out of water is very restless. In fact, the first poem our Shaykh Damat Barakatum said in his life was that, in the love of Allah Ta'ala, I feel like a fish out of water, restless without Allah Ta'ala all the time. A fish out of water, for any person who did fishing, and the minute your fish comes out of the water, see how restless it is. Just like that compass needle when it is away from true north, it's restless, it doesn't find. So, and when it find, when the fish is fully in water, that is why the tafsir of the ayat, Ala bi dhikrillah tatma'innul qulub. Ala bi dhikrillah bi bama'na fi. That when you are immersed in the dhikr of Allah, not only part of dhikr. And the dhikr here, what is referred to, one is our dhikr, which should take us to that dhikr, that our whole life is in conformity with the commands of Allah. That is what is dhikr. And if our lives are partly in conformity with Allah, and partly they are not in conformity with Allah Ta'ala, we break the laws of Allah also, and we fulfill His laws also. We make namaz also, we go out of the masjid, and we go and do wrong things also. So that is, we are not completely immersed in the dhikr. That person won't have itminan qalb. That person who is completely immersed, and that is islah of a person. Then 24 hours, and it's not an impossible thing, it's not an impractical thing, it is the most practical, the most sweet thing, and for that Allah has given this month. Just bring that islah within us, and 24 hours. So So that person who is God, who is fully immersed, a fish that is fully in water. And a fish in water also, our Shaykh Dhamad Barakatuh says, whenever it senses danger, it goes to deeper waters, more in the water. So the minute a mu'min, he senses danger. Walking on the road, there is some woman coming, and he's going to get attracted by nature. He'll want to look, but he'll make so many excuses just to look. So then, make more. Now, get immersed more in the zikr of Allah. Make zikr verbally also, your heart also. Become more conscious. She's coming in front of you. Change the side of your road also. You know, on this road there are a lot of women. Take another road where there are lot. You have to go to town for your work. The main road, lot of women. Take a side road. All those things, do that. Get more immersed into the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. Another example of this Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali gives is that a person who's living on a farm, and he has got borehole water, and that water, he's got no filter on that water. So when the water comes out, sand is mixed in that water also, and that is the water he gets. Whole life he's drinking that kind of water, half water, half sand. That water is not nice at all, unhealthy also, but his body has grown immune to it also, and he's got accustomed to the taste also. But one day somebody brings pure mineral water and gives him. He says, this is water. What water is this? Just like that. And this is a thing which almost all of us experience also. That we're living our lives. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانُهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. Those people, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانُهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ. And they don't do any wrong. They don't mix with the iman, zulam, guna, sins. For these people, Allah's promise, ulaika lahumul amn. They have got peace of mind. Wahum muhtadun. These are really the people on hidayat. So that is what is required. So we see many people say, Ramzan was so nice. Because Ramzan, you didn't commit guna, you put off your TV, you didn't go and mix around with your friends and speak wrong things and with other women and all that. You safeguarded yourself. So you got that enjoyment to that extent. How many people say we went for Umrah? Umrah was just different. Makkah, Medina is just different. Hajj was just different. Because there you saved yourself more. You engage yourself more in ibadat. So you felt the difference. And the more you fall into sin and into disobedience of Allah, the more your anxiety, your bechaini, your all that will grow. Our Shaykh Dhamad Barakatuh went to one place. They told, we'll take you for a drive in the city where all the shops and that are. So Hazrat said immediately, Mujhe unki galiyon mein mat le jao. Don't take me into their alleys. Meri be kali mein izafa hoga. With gali and kali, be kali, my parishani, my anxiety will increase when I'm in such places. So don't take me to those places. So our sin, this anxiety, this parishani, and then call it depression now, call it all the other things, whatever man has given it names now. Basically, Allah has made us very simple and straightforward, and has given us a straightforward prescription. But we have become so sophisticated that the simple things don't make sense to us anymore. Today, common sense, the problem with common sense, it's too common, and I'm too special. I can't accept what is so common. Common sense, I can't accept it. I'm a special person, and everyone has become so special, so nobody wants to accept common sense now. And that is our problem today, which is Islam is a simple, straightforward. But until, if you present Islam in a straightforward way to somebody, doesn't appeal to him. But when you present it in a very sophisticated way, like one person wrote that his wife is a COH, Chief of House Affairs. And then all, how in the office, everything, how they do everything. When she does it, now she does it like that, now it's a big job. But if you just say a housewife, then it's an insult to the person. That I'm just a housewife. But a business, household executive, or home executive, or chief, or some big word like that, then it is something big. So simple things, unfortunately, otherwise food which is simple, clothing which is simple, house which is simple, there is nothing more better. And my father-in-law, marhum, Maulana Zubair Ali Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, used to say that in simplicity there is beauty. And when there isn't beauty, then a person wants to all the makeup and the cosmetics. Who needs all the extras, the frills and the fashions and the extras, all the lights and that? Who needs to go to nightclubs, etc.? A person who hasn't got peace. A person who has got peace doesn't need company also. When he has found Allah Ta'ala and he has got peace in his heart, that person, jungle mein bhi mangal uske. Whether he's even in the jungle, he's happy. And not only happy, Hazrat, so many poems, then that person, wherever he is, he's the envy of the place. That person will be such that the jungle, beautiful gardens will envy that jungle. When disconnection with them, and really if we just pay a little attention and we get this treasure, we'll see what it is. Just like in this dunya, those people, when all the things like that, you go to the doctor, you get your health, you pay so much for your medication, you pay so much for your treatment, but you, in many cases, you don't get that health also. A patient dies also. He has to pay so much, and he dies on the operating theater also. But just that hope of death is so great to many people that they are prepared to do anything for it. And for your spiritual health, if a person gets spiritual health, which governs our physical health also, which governs our dunya's life, our akhirat's life also, for that, why aren't we prepared? Just take that little Allah has given us everything on the plate. Allah has given it to us. Really, if we look here, look, mashallah, masjid is here, and all the intizam, there are fans, there are heaters, then all the namazes, the muazzin is there, wuzu khana is there, everything is there. What beautiful taraweeh we are having, Quran Sharif in the taraweeh. We don't have to worry and go and look for an imam, that who's going to make imamat, who's going to make a taraweeh. Everything, the whole day's program, everything, the food is on the plate. Everything is ready for us on the plate. And if we don't make that little effort and we don't get that, the islah of ours. And that is what is really Eid. That word on the day of Eid, when we have got that, our health, spiritual health. A person, ask any person who was a diabetic, who had heart problems, getting tired all the time, and all the time is puffing and panting, getting chest pains, etc. He paid 200,000, 300,000 rand. He went for an operation. They did a bypass, whatever they did, and now he's feeling nice. After that period, which a recuperating period, now he's feeling nice. Now he says, I've got more strength. I've got more energy also. I can do so many. How happy he feels. It was worth it. That all the effort that I made and all the money I paid, it was worth it. Wallah, if we just apply ourselves, and dua also we need. Without dua, muzakkiya haqiqi is only Allah Ta'ala. Allah make our tazkiyah, and we get that. Whatever degree and level of it we get, we will make shukr to Allah. And that is why a person, how he loves his shaykh. He just, without thinking, he makes dua when he gets, because through my shaykh I got this. The marifat of Allah, the closeness of Allah. But the gunas, our friends, they themselves express that those things we could never imagine we would reach to, that we'll give up guna, that we'll get all this. Alhamdulillah, by Allah's fazal, now we have given up all. And what enjoyment a person gets in that. So Allah has made this month. This month is such a month. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar Had Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh gave such a beautiful example, that if the government of a country have to announce that we are giving money printing machines to all the Muslims, and they can print 5 rand, 10 rand, 20, 50, 100, 200 rand notes, whatever they want to, they can print. Of course, everyone will put it on 200 rand. And the machine will, and it's completely legal, no question about it, and you can print as much as you want to. And also, the machine will start working only when the moon for Ramadan has been sighted. And automatically it will shut off when the moon for Eid is sighted. And that machine works with a handle. You have to turn it. So now, when it will start only when the moon for Ramadan is sighted. the whole month nobody's hand will get tired. We'll, before time, we'll rub our hands with all oil and whatever. But the month of Ramadan, there's no, not one second that we can take rest also. After Ramadan, we'll again rub our hands. But as long as the time is, we'll just be turning that machine and printing 200 rand, crispy, crispy, fresh, fresh notes. We'll just be ready to print it all the time. Continuously we'll be printing it. Nobody will have time for samosas. Nobody will have time for even toilet. Nobody will have time to sleep also. Where the sleep will disappear. We don't know where it will disappear. But just for the love of the 200 rand notes. Wallah, much more than 200 rand notes in this month, when every nafil is made to a value of a farad. And a farad, the value is multiplied 70 times. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written that one time Sulaiman Ali Salatu Wasalam was flying on his aeroplane. What a big aeroplane it was, and how fast it was, and what great hukumat, government Allah gave him. Which the Quran Sharif says, he made dua to Allah, Rabbi habli mulkan la yambaghi li ahadim min ba'di. Give me such a government which nobody gets after me. And nobody got it after him. Who knew the language of the birds and the animals? Who knew, who controlled the winds? Such government that he controlled the wind also. And he didn't need an airport and all that, runaways, and all that communication on the ground with the people that where must I land, nothing like that. Wherever he wanted to, he would land, and he would take off from wherever he wanted to. So such government Allah gave him. One person on the ground seeing this, he said, Subhanallah. And immediately the wind conveyed his message, his speech, immediately to him. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam asked his aeroplane to come down immediately by that person. I asked him, what did you say? He got a shock. He thought that I'm under arrest or what, I made a big mistake. I said some word which I was not supposed to say. When he insisted, he said, I only said Subhanallah. Why? In amazement at what Allah has given. Subhanallah. What Allah has given to Sulaiman. He told him that your one Subhanallah is much more better than this whole kingdom of Sulaiman alayhi salam. This kingdom will come to an end. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, which means I put in beautiful poetic form, jis dunya se hamesha ko jana, jis dunya se hamesha ko jana, from this world from where we have to go permanently, eternally, aur lot ke kabhi nahi aana, and never will we return to this dunya again. Ye hai irshad qutb zamana, these are the words of the great buzurg of our time. Aisi dunya se kya dil lagana. What are you putting in your heart into such a dunya? You are in the transit lounge of one airport, one remote country of the world, and one small town of that country. There is one airport, you are in a transit lounge there, and you want to beautify the transit lounge, which you'll never perhaps return to in your whole life again. What you put in your heart in that transit lounge? This is a transit lounge. And the reality of this dunya, one time, the Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, some discussion came about New York in America. So Hazrat asked, "Ye wo kaun sa gaon hai? Which village is that?" And just like one small village in India. So this is how they took out the weep. Oh, New York, London, Paris. These are some important. They say, "Ye wo kaun sa gaon hai? I don't even know which village you're talking about. It's nothing like that whatsoever." So that this dunya, what is this dunya? But unfortunately, because we haven't seen akhirat, and Allah will show akhirat. In the hadith, Quran, Allah shows it. And if we read with the eyes of the heart, we will see that what, and the minute we get a picture of the qabr, the picture of jannat, this dunya will automatically fall. Hazrat says, qabr mein jaati hi dunya ki haqeeqat khul gayi. As soon as we went in the qabr, we saw this dunya was nothing. We were fooled. It was just a dream. It was nothing else, just a dream. So this is what this, so that reality, if it dawns upon us. And that is why Allah has given us this month. Ramzans have come and Ramzans have gone. We kept our rozas, we made our tilawat, but this treasure we didn't get. We never made the niyat of this treasure. We never knew about this treasure. Come to know about it. Make the niyat to get this treasure. Then we'll see what is Ramadan. Then that is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if my ummah knew what is Ramadan, they'll wish their whole life, all the time must be Ramadan. We just take it just lightly that, oh, where can that be so? How can that you wish? Now we're just waiting for this Ramzan to get finished. Where we want our whole life to be Ramadan. But if we knew that what we're getting, if we made that niyat, if we had that knowledge, if Allah opened the eyes of our heart, then we will see that, really we'll wish for that. That is what we're going to get. So Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that if that government gave you that money printing machine, which won't happen, is just an example. Allah has given us that machine. And not to print 200 rand notes, 100 dollar notes, or 500 riyal notes. Allah has given us to print the currency of Akhirat. And in this month, that just analyze this also. What is this month? How valuable this month is? That a nafil becomes a farad. For that, Mujaddid Al-Faisani rahmatullah alayhi has explained, a person's whole life's nafil ibadat, whatever it is, your rozas, your namaz, all your nafil ibadat, cannot equal to one faraz. Faraz is so high, so valuable, whole life's nafil cannot equal to a faraz. Together with that, let me also say, Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi said, that whole life's tahajjud cannot equal to giving up of one guna. A person gives up, takes up one guna in his life, whole life's tahajjud cannot equal to that. How valuable and how important, and this is what is Islam. That those wrongs, our ghibat, our anger, looking at woman, thinking about evil, all that comes out of us, then automatically nur comes into that person. Our pride, which is such a terrible thing which we can't leave. And pride, Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah alayhi used to say, only stupid people get involved in the disease of pride. Otherwise, if you got little bit of akal, you can't be proud. How can I be proud? Whatever I'm being proud about is what is given by Allah. I'm driving somebody, I'm wearing somebody else's clothes, and I'm boasting on somebody else's thing. How stupid is that person who's boasting upon? And again, that person can take it away any time from you. And I'm boasting so much about it, Allah can take it away. For any reason to have pride is the most stupid thing. So anyway, so Allah Ta'ala, so whole life's nafil cannot equal one faraz. And this month, Allah has made every nafil the value of a faraz. And every faraz, 70 faraz. Allahu Akbar. Our namazes, one namaz, we're getting the reward of 70 faraz namazes. Whole life's nafil cannot equal. And just to analyze that a bit further, in namaz we read Quran Sharif. Now just see the value of Quran Sharif. A person who recites Quran Sharif, even without wuzu, you're not allowed to touch the Quran, but you can read without touching the Quran Sharif. You haven't got wuzu. For every letter, 10 sawabs. Alhamdul Sharif has got 150 letters, so 1,500 sawabs. Qulu Allah, if you read whatever of the Quran Sharif, and the value of the words of the Quran Sharif, well, how valuable they are. If you, for example, a person reads a tasbih of shaitan 100 times, shaitan, 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 he'll become a shaitan himself. What is he going to get? What is that shaitan? What sawabi? But read in the Quran Sharif. Inna shaitan. Now in the Quran Sharif, shaitan, 5 letters, 50 sawabs, without wuzu. For reading Qarun, Haman, shaitan, hayatu dunya, dunya's life, mata'ul ghurur, lahwa wa la'ib, all these things which are, all that useless thing. But because it's Quran Sharif's words, what value has it got? Now that is without wudu if you read. If you read with wudu, for every letter, 25 sawabs. Without wudu, 1 sawab. With wudu, 10. And then as it comes in a hadith, and this it shows it's a nafil namaz, that if you read in namaz in a sitting position, it's 10 sawabs if you read without wudu. In namaz you read, 25 sawabs you get, With wuzu, 25 sawabs. In namaz, in a sitting position, 50 sawabs. And if you are standing, 100 sawabs for every letter. So 150 letters times 100, 15,000 sawabs. And one sawab is enough to give you jannat. And wallah, to get jannat is not a big deal. We beg of Allah. But in, like for example, a person who comes from a poor country, from a remote village in Malawi, for example, in Mozambique, in anywhere, remote village where there is no electricity, where there is nothing, and he hears about Johannesburg, a city of gold, and he wants to go there, and he manages to get his passport, he manages to come in legally or illegally, whatever he manages, how happy, but yeah, he's sleeping on the pavement. But I'm in the city of Johannesburg, city of gold. Even if I'm sleeping on the pavement, even if I'm sleeping, I'm just washing dishes in a hotel and I get place under the basin. That is when I get place in the toilet, but I'm in the city of gold. How happy isn't he still? But then immediately he starts now, I want more better place now. And then he wants a little shanty, then he wants a house. Then soon he wants the big mansions of Houghton, the big elite areas now. Now he wants that, just like that. A person who will enter Jannat, what a great thing to get saved from Jahannam to be in Jannat. But Jannat is Jannat. But compared, just for understanding, if we get placed in the shanties of Jannat, then a person wants more bigger, which comes clearly in the hadith also. People will be in Jahannam, they will cry and beg to Allah Ta'ala, please just take us out of Jahannam. Bring us just to the side. And then they'll say, just take us out. Allah will say, you won't ask for more? They promise they won't. And when they come out, now just take us to the door of Jannat. And Allah say, you won't ask for more? No, I won't ask. They promise. Then they'll say, just let us enter Jannat. Like that, a person wants what is better all the time. Like many places, many people, they don't get a job. They say, whatever job we get, we are happy. You give him a job, a small job, small wages, and it's not long that he starts making bigger demands also. Now he wants more wages also. Now he wants better all things also. And he'll go on strike also. And he'll start doing toying, and he'll do everything. Now he wants better. That's human nature. At the one time, you had nothing. Now when you got something, you want all the time better. So Jannat, to get Jannat, to enter into Jannat, Iman is sufficient. And even just Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala will ask the people of Jahannam, that if you had this whole dunya to give in ransom and you come out of Jahannam, would you do so? They say, even if we had 10 dunyas, we would give it all away. Who won't want to come out of Jahannam? What the azab of Jahannam will be. Allah Ta'ala said, my banda, I didn't ask you for anything so much. I only asked you for La ilaha illallah. That is all I asked you for. Just to understand, Allah has made, that's a separate discussion, but Allah has made so much intizam that every person must accept the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. If a person is such a place that he never came to know about any Nabi, about any religion, but Allah has made so many clear signs. You are the greatest proof of the existence of Allah and the oneness of Allah is you yourself, O insan. Who gave you this eyes? And who gave you this brains? Can't you use your brains? And how much the Quran Sharif says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَفَكَّرُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعَقِلُونَ I gave you all this that Allah has made it. Even if you couldn't read one letter from another letter, you didn't know one numeral from another, but Allah has made His signs of His existence and His qudrat and His oneness. Allah has made it everywhere. And that is all what Allah has. Then more than that, so a person to get Jannat, then these amal, all that we will do, this is what is called so much sawab, the higher and higher stages of Jannat. And there, whatever stage a person will get, he'll wish I had a higher stage. And this is the occasion. Allah gave us Iman in a plate. Let us not lose it on the way. Our ticket of Jannat, Allah gave it to us free of charge. He made us Muslims. But let us not lose it till maut. And till our ruh doesn't come out, shaitan is after us. The crooks, they also behind all, just like in the busy times of the shops, December, etc., then where you're making lot of money, December and those periods from October, November, the crooks also start becoming more active. And they're also ready all the time where they can pounce on the people. There's more money, people are carrying more money, walking on the streets. Businesses are making more money now. When they're going to the bank, they're carrying more money, they're also more alert. So these times, shaitan is also more alert. Whenever there is such an occasion, so we have, and as soon, and we see this happening very common, as soon as the Eid moon is sighted, shaitans are set free again. And from that first night already, we see the condition. Eid's day, which was a day of celebration of the good which Allah gave us. But many good families, pious people, get together on Eid's day. And then now, a post-mortem of the month of Ramadan, which happens very commonly, and that let it not happen to us. For example, we went to Khanqa. Khanqa is better than going in Jamaat. And there you fall into so much of ghibat and backbiting. Tabligh is better than Khanqa. Khanqa is better than to, we don't need this discussions. Do what we have to do. We don't need all these discussions in our life. Then one Khanqa compared to another Khanqa. We start with that discussions now. And on each day, that for example us, we had this Hafiz, he read like this, that one read like this, this one was too slow, that one was too fast, this one made so many mistakes, this one was like this, all our ghibat start. So shaitan robs us completely. What we had earned, he robs us. He's waiting for us just outside the masjid, waiting for us. How many people? It's gone less now, hopefully, but how many people we knew when we were small? Go for Hajj, they wouldn't shave their beard, keep their beard. But they come to Jeddah, finish, the whole beard is shaved off. How many people, Hajj, Umrah, namazes 5 times, so many tawafs, so many Umrahs they are making. But when they're coming home, not one faraz namaz also. Now everything is gone, destroyed, shaitan is behind them. And now they also, unfortunately, parda is not maintained, a person maintains. But now in the aeroplane, with the air hostess, with other people, you see everyone becoming so friendly, and as though they are married to every woman. The way they are speaking to every woman, there were people carrying on. So everything gets lost there. So we have to be careful. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala has given us this occasions that we can earn great, and we're going to need that. And the earning and the currency of Jannat is the sawab. That is the currency there. And that is going to count there. And how much a person is, and Jannat, Ala inna sil'atullah ghaliya. What's the beginning of the hadith? Anyway, inshallah, that the price of Jannat is expensive. It isn't that somebody might think, one Jamaat went to Mozambique many years ago, and then they decided they want to have some chicken to eat. They went to a farm to buy. When he quoted the price in miticals, those days miticals, they told, we don't want to buy the farm, we only want to buy 2-3 chickens. Because by the millions, the prices go by the millions there. So he said, we don't want to buy the farm, we only want to buy a few chickens. So don't think that Jannat's currency is low. And therefore, the sawabs are so much. Jannat's currency, there is no currency that can measure with it. But the things are expensive. And here is the time for us to gain our sawab. If any person, we went for Hajj, you went with your brother-in-law, sister-in-law, or as a group, and you had no money to spend there. And somebody else, they had lot of money, they just splashing their money all the time, buying this, buying that. You, your children, your wife, you'll also feel that we had money, we also could live like this. You are staying just in a small little, far away from the haram, a small hotel. They're staying in a top hotel right next to the haram. And what services they are getting. If I had money, I should also have done all this. Just like that in Jannah. If we have the money of Jannah, the currency, and this is the time to gain it. So Allah has given us this money printing machine. But how many of us, we have to while our time. We want to pass time in Ramadan also. Whereas just to do your basics, you won't get time also. Just to do a little bit of tilawat, reasonable amount, do your ma'amulats, your namaz, and you are lacking on sleep now, you are getting tired. But in spite of this, unfortunately people get time to pass. Our Shaykh Dhamud Barakatum says, a person who passes time, fails time. Time you can't, you want to pass time. You don't pass time, you fail time. If somebody in your account, 86,400 rand is deposited every day. But the condition is, you must use it up for the day. End of the day, your whole account will be wiped out. Who will be so stupid just to leave it like that? You'll spend it wherever you can spend it. Allah puts into our day 24 hours, 86,400 seconds every day. And our Shaykh Dhamud Barakatum says, what is my life when, and this is many buzurgs, when you ask them, how old are you? They say that amount of time we spend in the remembrance of Allah, that is my age. The other is not my age, I wasted it. That is a debit against me. That is not mine. That is an account against me. What is mine is what I used in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. So this is, Allah has given us this great and special and very, very expensive month. So may Allah make it that we understand how great this month is, the Quran Sharif and all the amal of the month of Ramadan, and that we don't waste even a single second. Not only a person who is a mu'takif, that when he's going to toilet, he doesn't stop and talk to somebody. Let us make all our attitude, don't waste our time. When this person unnecessary talk and relationships and questions and all that, amal, we've got Quran, we've got zikrullah, we've got la ilaha illallah to read. Nothing else, just in your mind think about Allah Ta'ala. Or just go and sleep, but don't waste our time and all. So Allah has given us a very special month, a very valuable month, and amal and all the things in the month. And Allah has put us here in the Khanqa, and there is no reason for us that we waste our time, and no reason for us that we don't get this great treasure of Islah and Ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala by the end of the month. And that will be really our Eid. Otherwise, we will just have passed Ramadans as we have passed so many Ramadans. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us.